Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 13th of July 2025. Today's topic is More Power to the Preachers. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 24. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20. Notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit, and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples, and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. Verse 24. For I tell you, that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Our memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save lost humanity. Those saved must work the works Jesus came to the world for, preaching, teaching, and healing. In order to do this effectively, they must have the Holy Ghost power. When he sent out the 70 to preach, he also empowered them to heal the sick. Luke chapter 10 verse 9. However, when they returned from the successful mission work, Jesus conferred upon them more power for dominion over the power of the enemy. This then is the reason why C.H. Spurgeon said, Mental power may gather a large congregation, but only spiritual power will save souls. What we need is spiritual power. Yes, the need of the hour is spiritual power to save souls, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed and bound, and set free captives. This power is available to every child of God today, be you a youth or an adult. Wherever you are, as a Christian, make yourself available for God's use, pray, and He will empower you for service. We are Jesus preachers today. Quote for the day. The need of the hour is spiritual power. The challenge for today is, be courageous to win souls for Christ. Prayer. Lord, give me the power to evangelize. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.